Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I spoke to Deonna Purrazzo about wrestling, specifically Impact Wrestling, returning to Kentucky. For a long time, we didn't get televised wrestling here due to the oversight of the Athletic Commission. And things weren't as easy for us as they are with NordVPN.com/Fightful. With NordVPN, you can change your virtual location with just one click. Get all kinds of wrestling anytime, even if it's geo-blocked. We didn't have that option here, thanks to the commission. But NordVPN.com/Fightful has that threat protection. Block online trackers, block annoying pop-up ads, block malware with the fastest VPN in the world, and you get a great deal plus an additional month free. If that's not enough for you, how about a 30-day money-back guarantee with NordVPN.com/Fightful? Maybe you want to watch some shows overseas that you don't have access to here, or vice versa. Maybe there's a hot show here in America and you don't want to have to subscribe to an American television service to watch it. NordVPN.com/Fightful has you covered. Big UFC pay-per-views you can get at a severely discounted rate with overseas rates with NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful here with a name you know. We've interviewed her, I feel like at least once a year for like the last 4 or 5 years. We got Deonna Purrazzo here. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Let me tell you, I was happy last night when we filmed this, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can talk about it.
Yeah.
You have held a championship almost the entire time you've been in Impact. Mm-hmm. One of those is the Ring of Honor Championship. You just got announced for your AEW debut next week. Yeah. Not only that, you've got Under Siege next weekend here in Northern Kentucky, the Cincinnati area. It's going to be a big week for you.
Yeah, it's been a big... It'll be a big, like, 3 weeks, because We just had Rebellion in Poughkeepsie, where I wrestled Taya. We're here today and tomorrow for media. I fly right to Monterrey, Mexico for the Triple Mania pay-per-view, and then I'm home one day, go to Dynamite, and then home one day, and then we'll be back here for Under Siege. So, yeah, I'm, like, the busiest person right now.
What an unreal travel schedule coming out. I mean, we're not done with the pandemic by any means, but coming out of a pandemic where everything was centralized in Florida and, like, You didn't really travel out of Florida, maybe Nashville here and there. How has that adjustment been for you?
I feel like we were traveling to Nashville pretty much throughout the whole pandemic just for no fans and empty arena stuff. So the travel wasn't as bad, but just, like, the last few months, it's, like, been the, you know, you have the show Saturday, you get to the hotel so late, you sleep for 45 minutes, and I'm like, I can't do this shit anymore. Like, I'm not as young as I used to be, and I need my sleep. But it's exciting because, like, we've talked about for so long, you and I, the internet has talked about me wrestling Britt and debuting on AEW forever. So I just feel like the last couple months have been really full circle, and I'm booked and busy, so I can't complain.
So, I mean, there's like so much to kind of burrow into here. You were announced for your AEW debut.
I think a lot of people kind of felt like it was probably going to come. You are the ROH Women's Champion. I don't know, like, what plans were in order before the acquisition. Is there any light you can shed sort of on that? Because, I mean, a lot of people were just excited and happy that ROH and Impact were doing something together for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, it's been like a long, long process, way longer than I think anyone realizes, because back when I started with Impact, and it'll be 2 years the end of May, like 3 or 4 months later, they were like, Ring of Honor had reached out to me and was like, we're going to plan a women's tournament and a revamp of the women's division, and we want you to be a part of it. And then I was like, okay, well, I like hadn't signed with Impact yet, but I had verbally committed to, like, I will be as soon as everything goes through. So, like, I can't say yes. I have to make sure it's okay with them, just, like, out of good faith and all that. So we had Bobby Cruz and Delirious talking with Scott, and we just couldn't come to, like, what worked best for everybody. Fast forward another year, same thing. Okay, we're doing the tournament. We want you involved somehow. And then it just got to the point where it was like, okay, Roxy had won the championship. This works best. Ring of Honor is closing, and we're not sure the future, but we'd like Deonna to kind of carry us through this unknown period, so that it worked out. But it's just, it's been crazy because, you know, and you know that Ring of Honor is like so close to my heart. And for better or for worse, this championship is like, I feel has always been meant to be mine. So to finally hold it and be like, it's real and it's getting the recognition it deserves, and we're carrying on that legacy is so important to me. But I would have loved to defend it like everyone wanted at Supercard, but obviously, I am signed with Impact, so that always has to come first, and what my obligations are my priorities. So, but I think I win. I think debuting on Dynamite in a championship match is, like, best-case scenario for me.
I think everybody wins. I mean, you, like how you mentioned, Impact and ROH couldn't come to terms on how to use you collectively 1 year, but the next year they said, you know what, we can make this work.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it was just a few years ago when I was talking to Davey Boy Smith Jr., and he was like, I really wanted to work Impact. And New Japan was like, no, absolutely not. And when he said why, they mentioned something that happened like 8 years before, two regimes before.
Right.
That doesn't happen like hardly ever anymore. Everybody is cohesive and they realize, well, even if we cross these sort of promotional boundaries, it creates buzz for everybody. And you're crossing every promotional boundary right now.
Yeah.
Impact, you've carried that flag for so long now as one of their greatest Knockouts champions. Then to AAA and now Ring of Honor. And then it's crossing over into AEW. When did you finally find out, yeah, I'm going to make my AEW debut?
It was before Supercard, where they were like, okay, it's just definitely not going to work out for Supercard, which was good because I had, like, gotten a really bad hematoma on my leg. Like,
okay.
I thought my leg was broken.
How'd that happen?
I caught a dive, and the way we just landed, like, my leg just bruised really bad. So I was really concerned with, like, how am I going to wrestle two matches, at two high-profile matches, yeah. Ring of Honor, AEW kind of debut, whatever this is going to be, and then go right to my Impact, our multiverse of matches
which
show.
Which was a huge show.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh my God, I can barely walk up the steps. How am I going to do this? So I think it worked out because I'm like 100%. I'm healed. I'm good. But right before that, Scott had called me and was like, okay, this is what Tony and I are thinking. Like, you'll wrestle Mercedes at this, and we'll figure out a date that works for everybody. And I was like, yeah. My answer was like, oh, absolutely, I win in that situation. So I've had to keep it a secret for a while, but I'm happy that, like, the response was so great and everyone seemed so excited. So
wish you wouldn't have kept it a secret. wish you would have told somebody here. I'm
Queen Stooge number two.
I know,
I'm surprised,
right?
I didn't.
Right? My gosh. I was going to get heat on the GCW crowd by saying that Chelsea got me booked there.
You should have.
I should have. I got to save something for the second go around, you know
exactly,
what I mean?
Yes, you need a reason to come back.
So the AEW thing is interesting because that is full circle, because I remember you were booked for All In. A lot of people remember,
yes,
you were booked for All In. And I know that you had told me that WWE said, well, if you want to work that, maybe this deal isn't here.
Yeah.
2020 hindsight, that WWE deal not only would have been there, they probably would have offered you significantly more money because there was a talent war going,
yes,
on. Impact wanted to sign everybody. ROH, AEW, there was a lot of that.
Yeah.
Fast forward another year, they barely used you. We joked about, like, the 0-20 thing.
Yeah.
and you got released, but now you are like belle of the ball in almost every company, and Impact has made it abundantly clear you are an important part of their roster. And not only that, an important part of multiple other rosters as a result.
Yeah.
Looking back on that decision to not do All In, how do you feel about it?
I am a real, real believer that everything happens for a reason. So I can't say like I wholeheartedly regret not doing it, because I think that the mindset I had in 2018 was like, shoot, I had been doing extra talent work for WWE and enhancement talent work for WWE for, you know, 3-4 years at that point. And they're finally saying yes. Like this, you know, as a little kid, I didn't know what Impact was, or I didn't know what Ring of Honor was. It was like, I'm a WWE fan and I'm going to be a WWE diva at the time. So what they're finally saying, yes, my dream is coming true. How do I say no to that? And if I do say no, we didn't know the landscape of what wrestling is in hindsight, so like maybe they will never say yes again. So I had to give it a try, but there is part of me that's like, oh, I regret it, because I mean, Britt and Chelsea are my best friends. I would have loved to share that moment with them, and they talk about it all the time, and I'm just like the loser in the corner, like, okay, fuck off. But like,
but now it seems like if you all were to do it now, it would be so much bigger. Like
yes.
You three, like whether it be as a trios or a triple threat. Because you all have gained fame in such different scenarios. Like, Chelsea's hotter than she's ever been because of her indie stuff. You're hotter than you've ever been because of all these places that you're working in Impact. And Britt is the biggest thing in AEW right now. Like, and now it feels like it'd be bigger. Now, granted, your career is like one big full circle thing.
Yeah.
Taya last week, after like the way that you were sort of coronated and stamped like the woman in Impact Wrestling. I mean, I'm sure you would still want to be a part of that, but I mean, is part of you in your mind looking forward to, you know what, we can do this in the future and it's going to be real big?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, like, I've talked about that, a triple threat specifically being, like, my dream match, where it's the three best friends, and yeah, we're just at different parts of our career. I think the three of us collectively had just only, like, started and didn't know who we were going to be, and I didn't know who the virtuosa was. Britt wasn't DMD yet, you know. Sure. Chelsea was still kind of the hot mess, but I think she was just coming out of it, so it was really, like, we were babies. We were such babies at that time, and I think we're like women who know who they are and know who they want now, and don't put up with the BS. So I think it would be 10 times better than maybe All In was now. But yeah, I regret it. But I think also too, I wouldn't be in the position I'm in without what happened in NXT and what's come of my time in Impact.
So I spoke to you in November, and that was around the time that you had drop the Impact Knockouts Championship, and you're like, you know, I'm kind of liking not having a title for a little bit. I'm thinking that might be the route, and you've won two since then. So how are you feeling? Because I know that ROH.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
One specifically meant a lot to you.
Yeah. You know what? I think I had the AAA Rated A Rated Championship when we said that. And, you know, it was kind of like, well, I don't really know what's happening, and I haven't really been asked to go back to Mexico and whatever. But because of mine and Mickey's stuff wrapping up and Mickey retaining the title, we were able to put more of a focus on that. So I think I also was able to take this, like, champ challenge as a way to, like, reinvent myself a little bit. And now I do standing moonsaults, and I'm cool, and, like...
I love it. And I do like on Twitter when you're like, look, guys, I can do this.
Yes. I get so much, and not so much since, but like in the years prior of like, oh, all you do is submissions. And well, yeah, that's the point. But like, no, I am athletic and I can do all the things, but I just choose not to, and it's up to me. But I really think that I've been able to like tap into something else by doing all of this, and you know, try new submissions and try more technical things, but also try more high fly things and not feel like I'm boxed into one category. So it's been fun, and you know, maybe there's another championship I want. Who knows?
I love it. You got a new foreign object on your hand. Look at that! Congratulations to you and Steve Macklin. Breakout performance for him at Rebellion.
Yeah.
I saw that match and I was like, this is going to be the match. This is the one. And he has shown out so much since joining Impact.
Yeah.
Almost sort of parallel to you. A lot of people didn't quite know what you could do until Impact gave you that opportunity.
Yeah.
He's getting that opportunity with Impact. It's got to feel really good for somebody you love to be able to be like, I told all of you all. I knew it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm probably like the proudest person of them, and I like try to sit at the monitor and watch. And I'm like, I've been asked a couple times today, but I just get the big smile on my face because it's like I watch him put his heart and soul out there, and he's reaping the benefits of it. And it's scary. And I went through it too, of like, how are people going to perceive me, and will they like me, and do my ideas work, and will I be proving people wrong? And he's really been able to do that. And I feel like every match he goes out there and tries to have that breakout performance. We thought it was at Bound for Glory. It wasn't. We thought it was at Hard to Kill. It wasn't. We thought it was Rebellion. It probably still isn't. He just continues to evolve and want to go out there and try to kill himself. So I think that's what makes him unique, is like he's this bigger guy, but he's also willing to like do the crazy stuff and kill himself, but in a cool way.
I always say it's like if they took Rhino in his prime and they're like, here, can you do the X Division stuff for a while? And he goes like 100 miles an hour, but with like this masterful psychology and this need to make sense, because he still studies everything.
Yeah, he like watches everything. So much wrestling, and like I'm like, turn it off. I don't want to come home and watch WrestleMania 3. And like, you know, it's, for me, it's more like, okay, like I'm busy and doing a lot of indie stuff still and media tours. And I'm like, when I'm home, I just want my solitude. But he just can't ever turn it off. And his brain goes and he talks a million miles, a million things a minute. Like he just can't gather it all because he's so excited about all of the possibilities. And like, what could we do with my jacket? And maybe we could do this or that. And I got this drawn up. And I'm like, breathe, because you don't need another jacket.
He will for sure be like an agent or a producer at, like, he is so good with that stuff.
Yeah.
And like little things like about footwork that I see him talk about that would go like a long ways in helping a lot of people. Like, he's so smart about that aspect of wrestling. You'll have a wedding date planned?
We do, November 10th, which is also the Marine Corps birthday. Thank you. So he's excited because it's double whammy for him. Like, it worked out because two of his groomsmen are still active Marines, so they kind of get that weekend of leave without having to request it. So it makes it easier for them to be there, and then they all get to celebrate and do their Marine thing.
We did Labor Day weekend because we did a Sunday. That way we wouldn't interfere with any of our wrestling friends. Bookings on Saturday. Like, you gotta
make it funny how you do that.
I mean, generous people right here with our wedding. Our special days, and we catered it to other people.
Well, it's also a Thursday, and that's the thing. And my aunts and uncles, we just had our engagement party a couple weeks ago, and we're like, why a Thursday? And it's like, okay, so we have friends that work on Monday, and then we have friends that work on Friday, and we have friends that work on Wednesday. So what is the day that we could hope everyone could be there without having to be like, oh, I gotta go to work? That's a Thursday.
And calling off their bookings and affecting their livelihoods and stuff like that.
Yeah.
See, that's... that's generous. I appreciate that. I
admire just love it. All of our friends and family so much. We want you to be there.
Yeah. So as we film this, we are Northern Kentucky. Do you know the difference between Northern Kentucky and Cincinnati?
Well, Cincinnati is in Ohio. Northern Kentucky.
Technically, it's all Northern Kentucky at this point. But we are.
There's a river. Is there a river?
There's a river. Like, if we throw a rock over this building, we're going to hit the river.
Oh,
that's how close you are to the river.
Oh, wow.
Have you sightseen on the Kentucky side yet?
No. We got in late last night. I went to sleep, and here I am. So.
Well, there's one sight to see, and it's an aquarium. That's
okay.
About it.
Okay. I did see that on the board out front.
Yeah. It is an impressive aquarium, but, like, this area of Kentucky, it's Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati, like the same area. Impact is running the Kentucky side. And I was talking to you before this about some of the challenges that were faced in Kentucky before that. Like, when you're hitting these new markets, you told me you've never wrestled out here, which is mind-boggling because you've wrestled everywhere.
Yeah.
What do you know about the area, if anything?
I don't know anything. It's funny. Ross, actually, who sets up all our media stuff, was like, okay, so we could maybe do, like, a minor league hockey game, or we could go see the Cyclones. Cincinnati Reds. And I was like,
they're playing right now. You don't want to watch the Reds. They're terrible.
Well,
right
I'm
now.
Like, okay, so is that a minor league baseball team? And he's like, no, Deanna, that...
See what I wanted to do.
I don't know anything.
I want to quiz like you and Moose about Cincinnati. Like that's what I want to do.
About Cincinnati.
I want to quiz you guys. What are the Reds short for? What's that name short for? It's not that offensive name of the football team. That's for sure.
Oh, okay, that's good.
It's the Red Stockings.
Red Stockings.
Red Stockings. Yeah.
Like stockings of. People wear under...
Yeah, oh. Yeah, absolutely. Of course. What else?
Are you lying to me?
No.
Red Stockings?
It's the Red Stockings. Oh. They were the Cincinnati Red Stockings.
That's interesting.
I mean, you were born where? Jersey?
Yeah.
So there's no baseball. I mean, I bet there's a bunch of minor league teams out there. Probably like called like the Lobsters or something like that. Like minor league
no
teams
idea.
Do weird names.
I went to Yankee games growing up, so...
So you haven't had any Cincinnati chili yet then?
No, and I heard that's a famous thing here, but I have had Skyline chili before in Kentucky. So if it's that, then I've had it.
Have you had Gold Star before?
No.
Okay, good, because it's nowhere near as good. You got to rock with Skyline.
Okay.
Their sauce is like a little bit sweeter.
Yes, that's what the guy who was here earlier said.
Yes, that is the delicacy in Kentucky. You make your chili sauce, you add a little bit of sugar, brown sugar to it or something like that, and makes it so much better. But, like, even, like, the northern Kentucky side of things is blowing up. Like, there are suburbs popping up everywhere because it's getting so hard to drive in Cincinnati along the river. Because they were like, hey, let's put a football stadium and a baseball stadium and a concert venue where, like, WWE runs their shows
right
next door to each other, all three of them.
So there's so much traffic.
It's a nightmare to drive there. Kentucky side is the way to go. Listen, I love Cincinnati. It's a wonderful city. Kentucky side's the way to go.
Kentucky side is where Impact's going, so you got to go there, right?
Under siege. It'll be this weekend by the time this releases.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for that because I said for years, like, nothing came to Kentucky. And now it feels like Impact ran Louisville recently. They're running Newport recently. I know that you spent some time in Louisville. What was that like for you?
It was a dream come true. I had this dream life planned for myself when I was young because OVW was WWE developmental, that I was going to go to OVW. I was going to train with Rip Rogers. I was also going to go to the University of Kentucky and be on their co-ed cheerleading team.
I live 10 minutes away from the University of Kentucky. Let's go. I interviewed Britt five seconds away from that.
Oh, really? That was my dream. I was going to be the wrestler and the co-ed cheerleader, and I was going to win national championships and win the Divas Championship.
Listen, I'm just saying, both of us still have 4 years of NCAA eligibility.
It's true.
Let me walk on to the football team. I mean, come on. She can be a cheerleader.
Yeah, I could throw some people still.
Did Steve Macklin play?
He played football in high school and then tried the college thing. I think he walked on.
He still got eligibility.
He still has
eligibility.
Yeah, I think he walked on, but after the Marine Corps, so he was like way older than everybody.
Doesn't
and
matter.
He was like, I don't like this.
The eligibility. It's just the eligibility. And now with all the legalities and all the lawsuits going on, they can't hold us down. They can't keep us from it.
Exactly.
I love it.
Yeah, so it was really special.
How many times did you hear Rip Rogers say the F word?
Oh, I couldn't even.
Oh my gosh, he called me to tell me he liked my work, and I thought he was mad at me because he said the F word so much. I was just flabbergasted. But
he's something else. I introduced Chelsea to him two weekends ago in Indiana.
Oh boy.
No, I'm sorry, in Indianapolis. We had that Squared Circle Expo, and he walked over and was like. Yelling at me, whatever. And I was like, Rip, have you ever met Chelsea before? And then I took him over and she was like, wow, that is everything I expected him to be and way more.
He called me to tell me that he liked my catch wrestling coach. And I was like, are you sure? Because it sounds like you're mad at everybody right now, Rip.
He's awesome.
We got Impact under siege this Saturday here on the Kentucky side of the river. I'm so happy for that. We got Deanna Perrazzo. Anything else you want to let the people know? Where they can follow you, where they can support you, where they can support Impact Wrestling.
Everyone can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Deanna Perrazzo. Impact, if you don't follow them yet, their Twitter is at Impact Wrestling. And yeah, we're here in Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati.
Northern Kentucky. Northern you know what? It's the same thing. We all claim one another up in this area.
Yeah.
I'm from Lexington, and I still claim the area.
Right. Well, it's like Jersey. If you're from one area in Jersey, and I'm from a small area, but I'm still from the whole freaking thing. So
you're going to step outside. You're going to catch a home run ball from across the river.
Major League Baseball
team. Oh, my God. Ross Forman just missed that shot. You know what? Listen, you could probably still pitch for the Reds right now. I'm just the Red Stockings. Guys, check out Impact Under Siege. Support this show. So bring it. Throw it. So Impact Wrestling comes back to this area. I love the wrestling explosion in this geographical area. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.